Yesterday, President Bush said that America's greatest source of generosity to tsunami victims is not the government, but the American people. There's no reliable tally of funds contributed so far, but it does appear possible that private donations from corporations, foundations, and individual Americans could surpass the $350 million promised by the U.S. government. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
Overwhelming, unprecedented, mind-boggling. That's how officials at aid organizations are describing the response to the tsunami disaster. Private donations reported so far by just seven charities add up to more than $180 million, just over half of what the government has pledged. Fiona Hodgson, a vice president at Connecticut-based Save the Children, says the flow of money hasn't ebbed at all. It's coming from everywhere. Children holding bake sales and donating their Christmas checks, corporations, and people walking in off the street.
On New Year's Eve alone, we received 2,500 calls. We had everything from gifts of as large as $300,000 to somebody in a nursing home who sent in a $10 money order.
Aid experts say the scale of the disaster is one obvious explanation. Another may be the timing at the end of the year. Suzanne Brooks of the Center for Disaster Information says during the holidays, people are with their families and are reminded of all they have.
And then something like this happens to people halfway around the world who have lost their families and have lost their things.
But charity officials say another huge factor is the internet. Lori Reinhardt is director of disaster fundraising for the Red Cross.
We believe we have about $84 million. Of that, over half of it has been received through our online donation system, and that's through the internet.
Online donations to the Red Cross soared after 9/11, but Reinhardt says online contributions since the tsunami have already nearly matched them. One reason is that it's never been easier. Bill Strathman is CEO of Network for Good, an online nonprofit that helps link donors and charities. He logs on to the America Online welcome screen.
Welcome. You've got mail.
And you see right here, front and center, a story on tsunami. If you click here, it takes you to Network for Good and allows you to donate to around 30 to 40 nonprofit organizations using your credit card online. Being on welcome screen for any nonprofit is pretty much Shangri-La. I mean, that is the property to have in online media.
Log on to Yahoo's website and you'll find similar links in a big box stretching right across the screen. Google has added a new line to its otherwise spare homepage offering its millions of visitors ways to help with tsunami relief. Amazon and eBay shoppers are also greeted with suggestions of how they can help. Nonprofits like Network for Good are getting additional help from major news organizations. They're posting charity information along with online news. Again, Bill Strathman.
Basically, what we're doing is we're taking the relief organizations and giving them a vehicle when folks are reading about the tsunami disaster, right when they're compelled to give and they're informed about the disaster, they can donate to any number of organizations online.
Aid officials say these quick credit card donations help them get resources on the ground fast. That's critical, according to Mary McClymont, president of Interaction, an association of major aid organizations. But she says providing food, water, and medical care are just the beginning.
Well, we can't forget the rehabilitation and the rebuilding effort that will be needed for literally maybe years to come after this initial critically important relief response.
The response so far offers charities some hope that the money will come. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.